I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you can keep them guessing, you're doing something right. Now, not all the movies we're talking about today are great, but nevertheless, each one sprung themselves on unsuspecting audiences in a way that just about nobody saw coming. And that can never really be a bad thing. With that in mind, I'm Will for What Culture, and here are 10 recent movies that surprised everyone. 10. Godzilla vs. Kong. It's easy to forget that Godzilla vs. Kong arrived on a tidal wave of skepticism from fans. For starters, the predecessor, Godzilla King of the Monsters, was a bit disappointing on the human drama side, and considering that Godzilla vs. Kong had already wrapped production before that film even came out, it was easy to assume it would follow a similar tenor. Plus, there were tons of reshoots, and that is very rarely a good thing. Add on to that the fact that it was released both in cinemas and on streaming at the same time, with the pandemic heavily impacting the box office, it seemed destined to be a catastrophic flop. Shocked everyone was, then, when Godzilla vs. Kong received broadly positive reviews, netted an impressive A cinema score, and, most impressively of all, grossed $465.8 million worldwide, making it actually profitable. More than 4 months after its release, Godzilla vs. Kong remains the second grossing Hollywood blockbuster of 2021, behind only F9, which, for a film with a hybrid platform release, is frankly insane. 9. The Suicide Squad. Though just about everyone was expecting James Gunn's The Suicide Squad to be a solid improvement over the original 2016 film, few could have anticipated just how damn great it would turn out to be. The marketing honestly ended up underselling its strengths, really only suggesting that Gunn's film would be a solid R-rated blockbuster without truly persuading us of its transgressive, boundary-pushing, and frequently hilarious nature. On one hand, it's refreshing to see a film which hasn't had all the best parts spoiled by trailers, but who among us was expecting The Suicide Squad to be one of the best reviewed movies of the year, blockbuster or not? But Gunn wasn't content to offer up a merely modest improvement on the original film, or just give us an R-rated riff on Guardians of the Galaxy. This is one of the most inventive and creatively unrestrained superhero movies in recent years. 8. Greenland. Expectations were understandably low for Gerard Butler's recent disaster film Greenland, which was marketed as basically the blandest disaster action movie ever. On paper, this seemed like a cool 36 on the Rotten Tomato meter, and so critics and audiences alike were shocked to discover that the final film was decidedly more well-crafted than its marketing or personnel suggested. Greenland doesn't offer up many surprises, but it's actually focused less on apocalyptic, effects-driven destruction than it is in the desperate plight of a family to make it to safety. For a film that looked like another geostorm, it was a massively pleasant surprise to see committed performances from the cast delivering genuinely compelling drama. And on top of all that, it apparently made bank on VOD, so now we've got a sequel coming out that hopefully will be just as good. 7. The Fear Street Trilogy. Netflix's original movie releases have been relatively underwhelming as of late, so it was reasonable to be skeptical about the Fear Street trilogy. Three movies adapted from R.L. Stine's series of teen horror novels, which the streamer purchased from Fox after they were acquired by Disney. However, this trilogy, released over a period of 3 weeks earlier this summer, was met with consistently high reviews from critics and audiences alike, serving as a firm introduction to classic horror for younger audiences while refusing to skimp on the gore. Given the sheer ambition of the project and the amount of time it took to finally come to audiences, skepticism was certainly justified, but thankfully proven wrong. 6. Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar. The early marketing for Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar did it absolutely no favors whatsoever, with the first trailer just leaving people very confused about what the hell it was, on account of not showing the faces of the stars of the film. Though originally slated to bow last summer, back in January, Lionsgate announced that Barb and Star's theatrical release had been cancelled due to the pandemic, with many assuming its VOD release was a convenient way for the studio to quietly dump a comedy dud. And yet, arriving with no hype whatsoever, Barb and Star turned out to be one of the year's funniest films so far. An outrageously surreal, Austin Powers-esque spy comedy, the biggest surprise might be the show-stealing supporting turn by Jamie Dornan, who seems like he's having the time of his life playing the pair's kooky love interest. For what seemed like a stupid, forgettable, throwaway comedy, seems to have become a guaranteed cult classic in the making, which is quite the glow-up indeed.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
5. Promising Young Woman. Though Promising Young Woman was well received at its Sundance premiere back in January 2020, few could have anticipated how drastically the world would change in the months that followed. And with release strategies and award shows being forced to adapt amid the pandemic, it seemed likely that Emerald Fennell's blackly comedic thriller would end up released direct to streaming before the year's end. But Focus Features seemingly knew they had a banger on their hands, and held out for almost an entire year before giving the film a theatrical-only release, which they effectively parlayed into a mighty awards campaign. Despite seeming like it was destined to become a cult gem that would only earn its rightful due years from now, Promising Young Woman went on to receive 5 Oscar nominations, including Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actress, and even Best Original Screenplay. That a film covering such discomforting subject matter with such utter fiercelessness received all-timer awards plaudits is something few would have expected when it premiered in early 2020. 4. Borat's subsequent movie film. The mere existence of Borat's subsequent movie film was itself a total surprise, given that Sacha Baron Cohen shot the film in secret during the height of the pandemic. Though Cohen was spotted dressed up as Borat last summer, speculation of Borat 2 was dubious at best, until reports emerged last September that the film had already been shot and was being screened for various studios. At the end of September, Amazon confirmed that Borat's subsequent movie film would release less than a month later, shortly before the US presidential election. Considering that almost 15 years had passed since the release of the original, few expected to see the follow-up ever materialize, let alone in a year as pervasively chaotic as 2020. But it was ultimately the perfect storm for Cohen to deliver a delirious, relevant sequel which encouraged viewers to get out there and vote, all while slinging as much mud as possible at President Donald Trump and anyone in his orbit. The surprises didn't stop there, though. The plot, which was effectively cobbled together during production, encompasses the pandemic itself, and climaxed with an outrageous final cameo from Tom Hanks, who the film implies was infected with COVID-19 by Borat himself. Better still, it ended up receiving two Oscar nominations, Best Adapted Screenplay and Best Supporting Actress, for the film's breakout star, Maria Bakalova. 3. The Tomorrow War. Some 15 months after it wrapped shooting, it was confirmed that the new Chris Pratt-starring $200 million sci-fi blockbuster The Tomorrow War had been acquired by Amazon. Naturally, this caused many to suspect the film was a glorified dud in the making, because why else would Paramount offload such an expensive project to a streaming platform other than to simply cut their losses? The trailers didn't really help this either, painting it as a generic sci-fi tentpole tailor-made for at-home audiences to half-watch while scrolling through Twitter on their phones. But despite many expecting the film to score similar reviews to other big budgets dumped on streaming fantasy flicks like Artemis Fowl and Chaos Walking, The Tomorrow War ended up receiving more mixed to positive notices. That's not to call it a great movie, because it isn't, but between its ambitious narrative, superb creature design, and strong performances from its cast, it managed to break Amazon's streaming records. Even more surprisingly than all of this, it seemingly performed well enough for Amazon to greenlight a sequel, which is currently in the works with most of the key cast and crew on board. 2. Zack Snyder's Justice League. Though there was certainly much curiosity surrounding the release of Zack Snyder's Justice League, who among us honestly expected it to be anything beyond a fascinating mess of a movie? 242 minutes is just way too long for a movie released in a bunch of different parts onto a streaming platform, not even getting a theatrical release. But despite the obvious potential for it to go wrong in so many different ways, the new iteration of the Justice League restored the missing subplots and crucial character development which made Joss Whedon's 2017 version feel so empty and soulless. Snyder's film is not without its excesses and quirks, if we're being kind, but it's also the work of a filmmaker with a vision, rather than a bean-counting studio desperate to recoup their bottom line. 1. Pig. When the first trailer dropped for the new drama Pig, it was met with much derision from basically everyone, with many ridiculing the film, in which Nicolas Cage plays a drifter whose beloved truffle pig gets kidnapped, as a seemingly cynical attempt to cash in on the whole John Wick phenomenon. Much crow had to be eaten then, when Pig opened to near universally positive reviews, with particular praise for first-time writer-director Michael Sanofsky and Cage himself, whose performance was ranked among his very best, and even courting early awards consideration. In addition to being unexpectedly well-regarded, Pig further confounds expectations by being nothing at all like a John Wick movie. Low on violence, but high on philosophical musings about love, loss, and mortality, Pig defies its ridiculous-sounding premise to deliver a genuinely tender character.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
The drama like you've never seen before.